Welcome to Hope for the Heart. I'm your host, Mark Looning. Thanks for making this podcast a part of your day. And my prayer is that you find some encouragement in these thoughts and a shout out of hope for this crazy world. Now, today's Hope Note. A number of years ago, I had the joy and privilege of traveling to London, England with my daughter, Janae. We saw the great sights like Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, the Eye, and the London Tower. One of the highlights was riding the London subway, or the Tube. As you approach the entrance of the subway cars, a recorded voice in the subway station warns people to mind the gap, to make sure you watch your step between the platform and the subway car. Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica that he is praying earnestly that he would come and see those in the church. Then he makes an interesting statement. Night and day, we pray earnestly for you, asking God to let us see you again and to fill the gaps in your faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. To fill the gaps in your faith. You and I have gaps, gaps in our faith, gaps in our thinking and our understanding. These gaps need to be filled in, built up, to connect the dots of our faith, our knowledge of Christ. As we journey with Christ, the Holy Spirit brings us new and fresh insights from both the Word of God, through our experience, and from our interactions with those in the body of Christ. These help fill in the gaps. These gaps don't have any bearing on your security of salvation. They don't change your relationship with Jesus. That is assured and stable, based upon his righteousness, upon his resurrection. But these gaps are points where we need to grow, be more complete, through the ongoing application of learning in relationship with him, our Savior. We all have gaps. And if we all have gaps, it might be good to think that when we see these vestiges of humanity and immaturity in others, that we give grace to those gaps. When dealing with these gaps in others, let's remember that they're not made complete or fulfilled by adding in hard rocks or concrete from the words of our own experience. May I suggest that we use an asphalt approach and fill the gaps in others with small insights wrapped with warmth and the oil of the Holy Spirit, pressing it down slowly over time. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to fill in the gaps of my own faith, knowing I have them and I need his help. May this be your prayer today as well. A question: can you think of another famous gap in geography or in a celebrity or in culture? The last question of importance: what gap of faith in your journey presently would you ask the Holy Spirit to help make complete? Thanks for joining me today. If this podcast has been any help to you, tell others about it and your friends. Where they need a little hope, offer it to them. This podcast and ministry is made possible by your support and giving. So if you'd like to give, go to hopefortheheart.com. And God bless you. Have a great day.